This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Air and artillery strikes on Gaza's crowded southern city of Rafah continued Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to cut off artillery shells and other weapons supplied to Israel if a full-scale offensive into that city goes forward. VOA White House correspondent Patty Witakaswara reports.
The U.S. first considered withholding arms last month as Israel seemed closer to a decision on Rafah, a senior administration official said. Because the Israelis did not fully address U.S. concerns, the administration decided to pause the arms transfer last week. Just a day earlier, President Joe Biden underscored his support for Israel.
My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
Even as Israel moves into Rafah, negotiations continue to end hostilities, along with the release of hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinians detained in Israeli jails. Patsy Witakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus Thursday said the UN body was deeply concerned about Israel's increased military activities in Rafah, where most of Gaza's people have fled for safety. Speaking in a news conference in Geneva Thursday, Adhanom Ghebreyesus added that the WHO has no intention of withdrawing from Rafah and would stay and deliver aid alongside its partners.
WHO is coordinating the work of 20 emergency medical teams in Gaza, comprising 179 internationals from 30 countries working alongside 800 local staff. These teams are embedded in 10 existing hospitals and have established 5 field hospitals.
The WHO chief said a ceasefire is urgently needed and called for the removal of all obstacles to the delivery of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived at court in New York to continue his hush money trial, where porn actor Stormy Daniels is expected back on the witness stand Thursday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial will continue its cross-examination of Stormy Daniels, who previously told jurors in sometimes graphic detail about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006, which Trump denies. Jurors appeared riveted by her testimony, Daniels going into salacious details despite repeated objections by defense attorneys who demanded a mistrial over what they said were prejudicial and irrelevant comments. The judge said no mistrial and also told Trump's lawyers to rein in their client because he was cursing audibly and shaking his head visually, which the judge said was contemptuous. Julie Walker, New York.
Chad's elections Monday, which sought to end 3 years of military rule in the Central African country, have been marred by what national and international observers describe as violence, intimidation, and fraud. Moki Edwin Kinseka reports for VOA from Yaoundé in neighboring Cameroon.
Chad's Prime Minister Success Masra, widely seen as Mohamed Idriss Déby's main challenger in the Central African state's May 6 presidential polls, says there has been persistent violence and threats against him and his supporters since Election Day. The party denounced what it called threats and serious violence to intimidate their supporters, who they say have also been arbitrarily arrested since Monday's vote. The European Union said Thursday that Chad officials denied nearly 3,000 civil society members it financed from observing the presidential election. Moki Edwin Kinseka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
A Boeing 737 aircraft Thursday skidded off a runway in the West African nation of Senegal, injuring several people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Boeing 737 has skidded off the runway in Senegal's airport, injuring several people. The Air Senegal flight was carrying 85 people as it was headed to Mali from Senegal's capital, Dakar. The injured were being treated at a hospital while the others were taken to a hotel to rest. Photos posted on the platform X by the Aviation Safety Network show a damaged plane in a grassy field surrounded by fire suppressant foam. One engine appeared to have broken apart and a wing was also damaged, according to the photos. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.